Okay, so get this right. We've got someone documenting like their entire process of making coffee with photos.
Yeah.
And timestamps.
Yeah.
It's not like, just a quick recipe. This is like every single step broken down. And it's, believe me, it's wild.
It's really interesting. What we see here is like, it's not just about a recipe, right? It's like a window into their personality, their routine, even like, their relationship with their mom.
So we actually we started with this blog post about making yogurt muffins, and that was like super detailed too. And someone fed that post to an AI podcast generator. And the AI, get this, decided to create a podcast about making coffee with the same level of detail.
And that AI podcast is what inspired us to do this deep dive into this coffee documentation.
Well, all starts with 24 grams of coffee measured out. Carefully measured out. Then there's this like meticulous rinsing of the carafe. Like not a single drop is left behind. And get this, there's a handwritten note left on the coffee maker.
For his mom?
Oh, the note. Yeah. Ah, that is such a lovely detail, isn't it? It really speaks to that sense of
I know.
routine and consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't stop there. He warms the milk for exactly 20 seconds at 1100 watts. Then the coffee gets its own little warming session for 25 seconds.
That precision, it's fascinating. Is it like about control, a desire for consistency, or maybe it's a way of expressing like care through predictability?
You know what? They say there are different love languages. Maybe this is his. Just making sure everything is just right for his mom. He even puts a spoon in her mug beforehand, like all ready to go.
That's a great point. It's like we're seeing this pattern of,
Of anticipating need.
taking care of even the smallest detail. And then there's the measuring of the milk, 2 ounces. And the sugar, 4 grams, nothing is left to chance.
Like he's trying to,
Yeah.
completely eliminate any possibility of error. Even the compost gets this whole meticulous routine, Lid off, filter and grounds in, lid back on.
It makes you wonder, is this all about like achieving, the
Yeah.
perfect cup of coffee? Or is this something more?
He doesn't even drink coffee himself. This entire elaborate process is
No.
purely for his mom.
That really adds another layer to the story, doesn't it? It's
Right.
not just about a
Right.
drink, it's about a relationship. And it kind of echoes what we saw with the yogurt muffin blog post,
Right.
the seemingly mundane task, but imbued with
Yeah.
this deeper meaning.
Yeah. It's amazing, like how much you can learn about someone just by observing
Yeah.
their daily routines.
Exactly. Makes you wonder, what would people glean from our routines if they were documented in such
It
detail?
really does make you think, huh, about all the little things we do every day. And we don't even realize how much they like reveal about
Yeah,
us.
totally. It's like
Vasitanya.
we're leaving these little breadcrumbs, like a whole story of our lives told through these like routines. And this coffee ritual is just a
Yeah.
very detailed example, right?
Yeah. Speaking of details, remember in that AI generated podcast about the yogurt muffins? They talked about how the baker like meticulously lined up the muffin tins and how there was this like tiny little bit of batter left on the spoon.
Yes, those little details, they seem so small, but they add so much.
They really do.
You get a glimpse of like the baker's personality, right? Like their
Dash.
precision, but
System.
also maybe a little bit of like imperfection,
That's what makes it feel so real, so
Exacts, the
relatable.
little quirks.
We all have them.
Yeah, for sure. And they can tell us so much about our, motivations, our emotions, even our relationships, right? Like, this coffee ritual, it's not just about the steps, it's about that like connection between the son and his mother.
Makes you wonder though, like, why did he even decide to document this in the first place? Was it purely inspired by that AI podcast, or
Yeah.
was there something more?
It's a good question. Maybe it was like a conscious artistic choice, like exploring this idea of like documenting the mundane, or maybe it was more subconscious, right? Like a desire to preserve the ritual, like this moment in time with
Well,
his mother.
yeah, like a time capsule
Yeah.
almost. You can look back at these photos years from now and remember exactly how he used to make coffee for his mom.
And think about like what those photos would mean for his mom in the future, The handwritten note, the perfectly warmed milk, the way he stirred the coffee, just the way she liked
Gives me
it. It's
chills.
such a, it's like this powerful reminder of his love and care.
Yeah. It's like he's capturing the small act of love
Yeah.
in photos. This coffee ritual is so much more than just a routine.
It really is. It's a testament to the power of these everyday rituals to hold so much meaning and connection, right? Even the most, mundane things can be filled with love, with intention, with this sense of history.
It's like those Humans of New York stories
Yeah.
where you get that little glimpse into someone's life through like a single photo and a little story. We're getting that same kind of depth here, but through coffee.
Exactly. It just proves that you can find these profound insights in the most unexpected places. If you just take a moment to look.
Yeah. It makes me want to go back and like examine my own routines.
Yeah.
You know, like what does my smoothie routine say about me?
Yeah.
Or the way I organize my desk.
I love that. Those are great questions. And that's what we hope, you know, you, the listener, we'll take away from this. We want to spark your curiosity about these hidden meanings in your everyday life.
It's amazing how something as simple as making coffee can lead to such deep reflection.
It is. It's a testament to the power of observation when we slow down and pay attention. The ordinary can become
extraordinary.
You know, one thing that strikes me in both the coffee ritual and the yogurt muffin blog post, there's this element of, caretaking, like doing something for someone else. Yeah, you're right. The muffins, they weren't just for the baker, right? They were a gift for their mother, and with the coffee, obviously, prepared entirely for his mom. It adds another layer to these routines.
Totally. It's like, you know,
yeah,
these rituals can be like acts of service or expressions of love, even ways of connecting across generations. The coffee and the muffins become like vessels for something bigger.
Yeah, and those little touches, right? Like the note. It's not just about the task itself. It's the thought, the care behind it.
It makes you wonder what other everyday rituals you might be overlooking. What actions seem like mundane, but are actually, you know, really profound expressions of who we are.
Maybe it's Barris. The way we fold our laundry, the route we take on our walk, the way we arrange our books. It's like, all these little actions are like, this microcosm of our world, you know, they reflect our personality, our values, our relationships.
Whoa, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. It's like, we're uncovering this hidden language of everyday life.
And everyone.
Speaks it.
We all have our rituals, right? Uh-huh. We just have to pay attention.
So, to our listener, we leave you with this. Take a moment today. Observe your rituals. What do they tell you about yourself? What stories do they tell? And so how can you, you know, how could you bring more intention to them, more meaning, more love even?
When we become aware of our rituals, we transform them from habits into these opportunities for self-expression, connection, even joy.
It's beautiful.
It is.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into this fascinating world of coffee making rituals.
Ooh.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep diving deep.
Happy brewing, everyone.